From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The White House has issued no statement so far after President Donald Trump sent a series of tweets Saturday morning alleging that former President Barack Obama had tapped the phones and used other electronic surveillance in New York City before last year's election. Trump blasted the former president for alleged wiretapping of Trump Tower during the campaign, likening it to the Watergate scandal in the Red Scare years under Senator Joseph McCarthy. The president did not cite any source for his claims, nor did he provide any evidence that electronic surveillance occurred. Kevin Lewis, a spokesman for former President Obama, said neither President Obama nor any White House official ever ordered surveillance on any U.S. citizen. Any suggestion otherwise is simply false. The president's claims come as the Trump administration faces mounting pressure from multiple FBI and congressional investigations into contacts between members of his campaign team and Russian officials. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said Russia has to be stopped from what he called breaking the backbone of democracy. Graham told a rowdy town hall meeting in Clemson, South Carolina, that he is very concerned about possible Russian interference in last year's election.
It was Russian intelligence services hacked into Podesta's emails, the DNC. They, through a third party, in my view, gave that information to WikiLeaks. And it was leaked out during the course of the campaign. That, to me, needs to be punished.
Graham is one of several senators who have taken a hard line against Moscow for alleged tampering. This is